With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. You may have noticed higher prices for pumpkins this Halloween season. It's really not as noticeable here in the West, but in the eastern United States, it's much worse. Some farmers are being forced to buy the popular gourds from out of state after an unusually wet summer drowned the fall's pumpkin crop. And for farmers like Steve Webster of Weber's Cider Mill Farm, it means being left with undersized pumpkins and too few to sell. Weber says it's really unlike anything he's seen before.
Never to this extent. And most times when we've had to go hunting in other states for pumpkins, it's been about just a short crop. It was dry. It was this. It was that. You know, you couldn't plant. You couldn't do that. You know, this is pretty pervasive on the whole eastern seaboard.
Weber says pumpkins will still be available for anybody who needs them as they're being shipped in, though primarily from the West. Weber adds, for the most part, it's normal to have occasional wet summers, but the roller coaster ride is never easy for farmers.
Wet summers, dry summers, wet summers, dry summers. It's you know, there's always a pattern to it. It's been going on for years. There's even an old farmer saying, it's especially true of pumpkins, a dry year will scare you to death. A wet year will starve you to death.
Insurance policies to cover pumpkin losses are really only sold in Illinois, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Weber says they've diversified their crops enough to get them through in a pinch. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.